Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
We've been waiting a long time for this. Trumpeter Roy Hargrove and his quintet are back in the KNKX studios. Roy was here when this performance space was half this size back in 2009. We're thrilled to have him back with the quintet. Roy Hargrove has been a force for jazz for a quarter century now, and plus a few years, with two Grammy wins for very different albums. Habana with his Afro-Cuban band Creosol, and also with Herbie Hancock, Michael Brecker, and others for their Live at Massey Hall album Directions in Music back in 2002. The RH Factor, his soul jazz fusion band, is a regular feature on my modern jazz show, The New Cool, on Saturdays. And Roy's recently been working with D'Angelo, Alabama Jazz Hall of Famer Johnny O'Neill, young singers like Candace Springs, and the bass player in his band, Amin Salim, as well. Along with Amin, we have Justin Robinson playing sax today, Tadataka Uno on piano, Quincy Phillips on drums. Please welcome the Roy Hargrove Quintet.
The Seattle vibe.
All right. Built up, folks. Roy Hargrove Quintet. Thank you. Roy Hargrove and the Quintet live on 88.5 KNKX. And Roy, as I said, it was so great to have you back after 9 years. And I was just reading this this bit about Sonny Rollins retiring from music. And he's in his 80s now, and he's had a heck of a career. And he was talking about how he's never been able to reach the pinnacle of what he wanted to do. He could never quite get to where the level of playing that he wanted to get to. You and me, we're in our middle age. We're in our prime. And I wonder how you feel about your playing. Are you getting where you want to get to?
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this music is that it's never ending, the quest for knowledge and education. It just goes on forever, you know, throughout your whole life. You're always trying to get to be better than you were yesterday, you know. And, you know, I think that our job is to basically bring people out of the dark times that they feel like they're in, you know. This music is it's the best way to do that because there's nothing, there's no filter. It comes straight from the creator to us, to you. And when it's in its purest form is when it's the most effective, I think. And that's when people can really understand what it is like, you know, to be a really great human.
Yeah, that's kind of what Sonny Rollins finished with. He was saying, well, now I just want to go out there and do good things and be a nice guy. Now, I'm excited to see that you've kept three-fifths of the quintet that you had with 9 years ago. That's no easy task. But I'm very curious about the new players you have in your band, Quincy and Tata Taka. Tell me about the younger guys.
Actually, you know, I met Quincy at the same time I met Amin Saleem in Washington, D.C., but at that time I had a different drummer. And he wasn't able to join me at that time, but then he came later. And I really admire these musicians because of their extreme attention that they pay to time. You know, in jazz, it's often overlooked, the concept of time. Time is a thing, you know? Playing time, you know? And it has many meanings, you know, like Art Blakey always said, always be on time, and you could take that a lot of ways.
Right. Now, it's been a long time since your last record, and in that time, in the last 9 or 10 years, the record industry has totally changed. That's an understatement, and that would seem to be a decent reason not to worry about making records so much. Is that your idea?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not concentrating on any of that stuff, man. I'm just trying to make the music that people can love, and I'll get it to them however I can. Yeah.
That last one, the Seattle vibe, brand new. Sounds like you're still finding no end to the inspiration to write new music.
Well, you know, every time I come to Seattle, it seems like I get a new song. You know, we usually stay in the Jazz Alley condos, but at this time we're not able to stay there. They're doing some renovations or something like that. So, you know, the piano in the penthouse where I usually stay, it's got some juju on it. Because every time I stay there, I get a new song, you know. So this time I didn't get to stay there. So I think the universe kind of heard my, knew I was coming. Yeah. And gave me that song before I left New York.
Right on. What are you going to play for us next? We got the Roy Hargrove Quintet live on 88.5.
Okay. Next, we're going to do this is also a new tune that I call The Top of My Head. Thank you. From the top of my head, from the top of my head, to the soles of my feet, to the soles of my feet, I am blessed. From the top of my head, from the top of my head, to the soles of my feet, to the soles of my feet, I am blessed. I am covered in the blood. I am covered in the blood, in the blood. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
Roy Hargrove Quintet live on 88.5 KNKX. Justin Robinson, sax. Tadataka Uno, piano. Amin Salim, bass. Quincy Phillips, drumming in full winter overcoat and scarf. The winter drummer chops a fire on the drums. Nicely done, Quincy. Roy, the song Soulful from your performance 9 years ago, such a big influence. I think it's got like somewhere around 270,000 views on YouTube. There's a great video of a young bass player playing along with Amin's bass line up there. And every once in a while, we have high school kids come through and play on the air. And they love that song. And they also love your song, Strasbourg Saint-Denis. And I wonder how it feels to have other people play your songs. What's it like to hit a club and go, I wrote that?
Well, I mean, it's cool. You know, when I wrote that song, nobody cared.
Yeah.
I was excited. You know, I'm like, hey, man, I got this new song. Everybody's like, yeah, so what, man? I got to pay the rent. What do you want? Leave me alone.
Now, you've been busy in your career with a lot. I kind of think of you as a soul and bop guy, but you've done big band music and Cuban music and the funk with RH Factor. Are you still doing all of that? Are you still involved in all of that type of stuff?
I play music. That's right. That's what I do.
I'm wondering about, as a fan of trumpeters, there were a couple of great trumpet movies out last year, The Miles Ahead and the Chet Baker movie. And then this year, there's a great Lee Morgan documentary. And I wonder if they were to make a Roy Hargrove movie, who would play you?
You would.
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm ready for the part.
Yeah, I think you could do it, man.
We're really excited to have Roy Hargrove and his quintet live in the studios. We've got time for one more song. Roy, what would you like to finish up with?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do this thing I wrote. It's called Angels.
Mm-hmm. One, two. Thank you.
Roy Hargrove Quintet live on 88.5.